Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Will Kautz, and first I want to thank Eric for inviting me to lead the call this morning. You know, our 7:45 a.m. daily motivational call's purpose is to put us in the best mindset to have an outstanding day. And when I was thinking about the call, I remembered a request on Facebook from somebody in the Eric Laufholm community. Marcel Allen asked for input about improving negotiating skills. And, you know, I found myself in negotiating moments when timing was good, everything was working, and I was feeling confident. And remembering those moments, and then remembering the moments where I was in a negotiation where it was the opposite, I realized that preparedness really creates that confidence. So I went to Wikipedia, and the definition for negotiation is a dialogue between two or more people or parties intended to reach a beneficial outcome over one or more issues where a conflict exists with respect to at least one of those issues. This beneficial outcome can be for all of the parties involved, or just one or some of them. So the title for the call this morning is Negotiating, Creating a Powerful Win-Win Posture. And I'm an online marketer and written a strategy for marketing online, and I call it the Limbic Marketing Strategy. And one of the foundations of my strategy is that all buying decisions are emotional. And so the negotiating process happens every day with every interaction between people. And one person's buying, one person's selling. Now, it may not be a product or a service. It could be an idea or a perspective. So I'm going to go over an outline that I created. And that's the title of it, the Negotiating, Creating a Powerful Win-Win Posture. I've got an outline for this. And so I'm going to cover some of the points in the outline. So point number one is key underlining facts to understand about negotiating. You know, we're always negotiating. Everything we want is in someone else's hands. Think about the predictable responses that you can count on in the negotiating process. I remember one of my favorite sales closes. It took about a year to close this customer. But the negotiation was going on for the whole year. I got referred to the customer. They were clear about their needs. They knew that it was a good referral. And I set an appointment, presented, gathered a bunch of information, you know, presented my services or what I could do for them, gathered a bunch of information, came back, delivered the proposal, was told, you know, okay, we're going to take this to the board and I'll get back to you on it. And I was dealing with the controller of the company. And I follow up, and he says, you know, you're in the running. And so I follow up again, you know, like a week or two later. And then, okay, well, the board didn't meet. We follow up in a month when they met again. And so the process carried out for a year, but I was continually communicating with that CFO, the controller, and building trust and rapport, took him out to lunch, building that relationship. And in that time, understanding his personality, and that's helping me just build this relationship. So when we're sitting and talking with someone that we're negotiating with, you know, think about the predictable responses from other sales that we've participated in, other sales that we've closed. Point number two is three foundations of win-win negotiating. So, you know what, let me pause for a second, because I'm not going to be able to go through this whole PDF in 15 minutes. There's a lot of points here. So I want to throw it out to you guys. If you, anyone who would like the complete PDF for free, I'll email it to you if you're on the call today, or you listen to it later. Just write down my email. It's Will, W-I-L-L, at WillKautz, WillKautz.com. And if you didn't get that, I'll repeat it again at the end of the call. But I'm thinking I'm not going to be able to get through all this. And if you like it and you want it, just email me and I'll send it to you. So point number two, three foundations of win-win negotiation. Maintain a strong posture by having several desired outcomes. You know, I wanted to go into that company and sell them a phone system. It was one of my largest sales. I pursued the sales process, pursued this controller and building that relationship for a year. And when I closed that sale a year later, just that one system in size, like quantity of phones, was one of the largest systems I've ever sold. But over the next 8 years, they bought, another seven phone systems from me because they had branch offices. So unbeknownst to me, that was going to be one of the largest customers I ever had. And each time I communicated with that controller, I had a desired outcome. And it wasn't just to get ink on paper and a deposit check. It was to continually hear that I was going to be his vendor. Like, he was sold on me. He was sold on my product. And he was just patiently dealing with his board of directors to the point where they felt, okay, now we've got the funds, because it was a nonprofit. I should throw that in there in this situation. It was a nonprofit. So they had money to raise and other things, other obligations to take care of before they made this purchase. So I was maintaining a strong posture because I had several desired outcomes. And so we're on point number two, which is three foundations of win-win negotiation. So the A is have several desired outcomes. B, identify what others want. See, I had a year to really get clear on everything this fellow wanted, and I didn't even know that. So sometimes when we make a follow-up call to close a sale, we're trying to close a sale, and that's our desired outcome. What about the person we're talking to? What's their desired outcome? In fact, how many desired outcomes do they have? You know, these are good questions to think about before making a follow-up call, because when you make the follow-up call, if you find a new desired outcome for them and you meet it, then you're just solidifying that relationship and making sure that no competitors get in that door, especially if, you know, you seven follow-ups or more to close a sale. It's typically seven. Sometimes it's more. But if you're one of those long-term follow-up people, then your close ratio is going to be higher and your referral rate is going to be stronger. You're going to get more referrals, because anybody who follows up that much really creates a powerful impression on that new customer, and when they talk about you, they're going to be like, yeah, we bought this phone system or this service or this product from this guy. And he followed up for like 8, 10, 12 months. That's impressive, because that means you're committed. That's how we communicate our commitment, right? So point number three in three foundations of a win-win negotiation is identify their one and two hot buttons, because price is reliably third priority. When I've communicated what I want to deliver to a customer, And it's really what I want to deliver. They have other things that I want to deliver, but the things that I want to deliver, and I want to get that clear to them, is first, quality. Second, service. Because without quality and service, I know when I buy something, if I don't have quality and service, I could care less about the price in the long run. Because if I think I'm going to get quality and service, yet, and I get a great price, yet I buy it and walk out the door or receive the product or service or and I start to use it and it turns out to be a flop, if there's no quality and service, I don't care about price. Do you feel the same? I think most of us would. So next in the sequence, number three is stages of negotiation. So in the first stage, you want to learn what everyone's goals are and state what you want. Like one of the things that I state is that I want them to know that my goal is to deliver a top quality product with impeccable service so that the competitive price that they receive has more value than anyone else in my industry. And setting that outcome for the customer and communicating that first and putting your neck on the line, so to speak, is going to help them be comfortable, especially when you deliver that with conviction, in volunteering what they want, what their desires are. It's going to make them more willing to answer your probing questions, and it's going to help you identify what they want. Now, collect as much information as possible on everyone's needs. Now, you might be dealing with someone like I was, like the controller, but in his business, there's other people that I was interacting with when I was doing my due diligence to create a complete proposal, like on the installation side. So I was dealing, I was talking to their facilities manager. So this is a fellow that was responsible for a 7-story building, a lot of facilities, a lot of phones. And so, you know, he had some needs. And I got to know his needs, and I got to know his hot buttons, his pros and cons for what they were dealing with in the existing equipment. And then there was the receptionist and what she was dealing with, the things that irritated her, the things that she couldn't do, and what she wished she could do. And then I took that back to the controller, and some of it he knew, and some of it he didn't. But there's two things I communicated, is that I was taking a serious interest by collecting all this information, and I was giving him information to help him take care of his staff better. You know? And then the other stage, so stage one is learn everyone's goals and state yours. Stage two is collect as much information as possible on everyone's needs. Stage three is compromising to create balance. Now, creating balance and looking for ways to do that is really what's going to create the long-term outcome of a win-win posture for you. So the whole PDF is about negotiating, creating a powerful win-win posture. And that has to do with you and how you sit or stand or present yourself in a negotiating situation. And if you have a win-win posture, you're going to communicate subjectively to the other parties that you really are about what they want as well. Yeah, you're standing there negotiating, sitting there wherever you're at negotiating something, and you have an outcome you want to achieve, and that's Good. That's typical. We all do. But when the other people, the other parties in the negotiating situation understand that you want what they want for themselves, that you actually want that for them, and you're working to get there, that's going to create a balance of, okay, instead of competition and instead of an opponent, I'm actually working with someone that is on my team to deliver for everyone. And then at the same time, that's going to create a feeling of, wow, we want this guy to make some money because we want him to stay in business and because we want to continue receiving service and support from him. You know, that's another thing. When people buy and when you've bought, it's about having the long-term service and support, right? Okay, so there's a total of 24 points in this product, in this PDF of negotiating, creating a powerful win-win posture. And I'm out of time. So if you'd like the whole PDF, email will@willkautz.com, and I'll send you a free copy of it. And have a fantastic day negotiating win-win solutions for folks today.